Even as thousands of migrants continue to enter Germany, many others are leaving the country and heading further north. This week, a wave of Syrian refugees entered Denmark, so many that the Danish government shut down train service from Germany and even a highway. Most of those refugees don't actually want to stay in Denmark. They're trying to reach Sweden, which has a better reputation among asylum seekers than Denmark. In fact, the Danish government recently placed ads in Lebanese newspapers warning refugees not to come. Mikaela Bendixen heard about those ads, and writing in the Guardian newspaper, she bluntly disagreed. She runs a Danish nonprofit whose name says it all. It's called Refugees Welcome.
I think that refugees deserve to be in the best places where we have capacity and a good society for them to start a new life. And Denmark is a very rich and very stable and very open society, actually. So there's no reason for them to only choose Sweden or Germany as they do right now. And the other thing is, I feel really bad about this reputation that our government is trying to give our country. And I know that this feeling is shared by thousands of Danish people. We don't want the world to see our country as a xenophobic and closed down little country that doesn't want to welcome new people and doesn't want to be part of the world.
Why is the Danish government warning refugees not to come?
Well, the extreme right nationalist parties have had a very strong position in the Danish parliament the last 12, 15 years. And it seems like everybody's competing for those votes, the extreme right wing and the nationalist votes. So it seems like everybody forgot that the majority of the Danes are actually much more humane. And in my line of work, I've been in contact with hundreds of refugees over the years in Denmark. And the message they give to me is that they have always felt extremely welcome in Denmark. So they don't really understand why every time there's an election, the right wing and the nationalist parties want to close the borders and make things harder for refugees and foreigners. That seems so strange to everybody, including me. And I think actually now the government has lost touch of the population completely. The latest survey shows that the majority of Danes actually want more refugees now.
Mikaela, recently the Danish government took the pretty dramatic step of shutting down highways and train lines. What prompted that?
It's all about the system in Europe called the Dublin Convention, which is an agreement that all the European countries have with each other that refugees should be registered in only one country, which would be usually the first country they enter. But in this case, people who are entering Denmark with the goal of going to Sweden, they would have to register in Denmark, so they would never get the chance to go to Sweden. Hmm. That's how the system works. So the police wants to register them and take their fingerprints, but they don't want that. And they don't want to leave the trains, and they ended up walking on the motorway, actually, trying to get to Sweden all the way by foot. And the Danish civilians were starting to come in their cars and pick up people, even if it's really illegal. So the civilian society was really rising and has been extremely amazing these last couple of days.
Has the Danish government lifted the block on the highways and train lines?
It's never really been a block. It's been one train stopped and one train taken back to Germany. And the government and the police have been really confused about what to do. And now the situation is the police have given up on trying to register people. Unless people want to ask asylum, of course, they're welcome to be registered. And even the railroad company has said today everybody can go on the train to Sweden without even paying a ticket.
Wow. Mikaela Bendixen runs a Danish nonprofit called Refugees Welcome. Thanks, Mikaela.
You're welcome.